We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Kibud Avoim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. V'alkein lo yotzu mimitzrayim ad shehikes hamitzrim be'eser makois, shehu lahachnia eser kisrin demesuavusa. Based on what we're learning here now, we'll understand why the Jews did not leave Egypt before Hashem first gave Egypt 10 different plagues, in order to subdue the 10 crowns of Tumah, as they're called, the 10 different levels of Tumah. Ki pegam hakovoid hu pegam asorom amorois shebohem nivro ho'ilom shesharoshom hu hakovoid. Because we mentioned earlier that the fact that Bnei Yisrael were in Golus Mitzrayim was because of a pegam in kovoid. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, a pegam in kovoid means a pegam in the 10 statements of creation, which were all about Hashem's kavod. The origin, the roots of those 10 statements of creation are kavod. Ki hakol nivro lechvodoy, because everything was created for Hashem's kavod. So the 10 statements with which Hashem created, each one of those 10 statements represents a different branch of Hashem's kavod, as Rabbeinu Zal goes into that in detail in Torah Ayin Aleph, the Torah that this halach, Kama Shekosov Rabbeinu Zal Shomba Maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Ayin Aleph, Chelek Beis, which this halach is based on. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei pegam hakovoid, as a result of pegam hakovoid, which we said was brought about through the pegam of, through the Eitz Hadas, and through the Doir Hamabul, Sha'al yidei ze nivgemu b'chinas asorah mamorois, which messed up the 10 statements of creation. Azai yonke mize chas v'shalom b'chinas asorah madregoi shelohem shel ha-sitra achra. Then what happens is that the 10 levels of the sitra achra are able to draw from these 10 statements of creation. These 10 statements are intended to provide kavod for Hashem. When we mess up through the Eitz Hadas, through the Dora Mabul, when we make a defect in those 10 statements, then it opens a door for the other side to be able to draw, for the 10 forces of Tumah to be able to draw from those 10 statements of creation. V'alkein hiko amitzrim eser makois, and it's for this reason that Hashem struck at the Egyptians with 10 plagues, lahachnia ulavatel eser kisrin shelohem, to subdue and destroy the 10 crowns of the sitra achra. Ki al yedei hamakois nizgadel kvoido yispora, because the Torah emphasizes that what the makois were all about, what these plagues were all about, was increasing the kavod of Hashem. If you look in the Chumash, in Parshas Vayera and Boi, you'll see just about it. By each one of the plagues, it emphasizes, Leman teida ki Hashem horetz. You know why I'm doing this, Hashem says? Because I want them to know that the whole world belongs to me, that I'm in charge, I made everything. Or, ki ein kashem alekenu, there is no one like Hashem. And all the other psukim there that emphasize that what those 10 makos were all about was kvoid shomayim, to restore the kvoid of Hashem that had been messed up as a result of all of our averus, rachman alitzlan. V'hoyoz b'chinas chidush ho'ilam. And there was actually like a renewal of the world that took place at that time, a renewal of creation. Because Hashem actually moved around the heavenly spheres. Hashem changed the laws of nature and everything in order to produce those 10 plagues. Because Hashem had to renew the world. Because as a result of the pegam in kovoid, which is the whole foundation of the world, That messed up the 10 statements of creation, and that messed up Nivgam Kol Hoylam. That messed up the entire world, Shekiyumoi Al Yidei Asura Mamoros, where the whole world's existence is dependent on those 10 statements of creation, Shebohem Nivra, from which the world was created. V'alkein Hutzrechato Lechadei Sholem. Therefore, now that things went so bad, there was so much pegama covered and everything, that the Jews were sent down to Egypt for exile for 210 years, when Hashem decided to fix everything, it required doing the world over from scratch to a degree. And that was accomplished through the 10 plagues, through which Hashem's kavod was increased. And it was destroyed and brought down the 10 crowns of the Sitra Achra, Shehem Miut Kvoida Yisbor Kavyachol, which represent the decrease of Hashem's Kavoid. That's what they're all about. They're all about decreasing Hashem's Kavoid. We are all about increasing Hashem's Kavoid. And the purpose of the creation of the world was to increase the Kavod of Hashem. So when things got messed up, when the Kavoid was Nivgam and the 10 statements got messed up, in order to correct it, it required these 10 shots, Hashem firing these 10 shots, the Eser Makos, which represented the Tikkun for the 10 statements of creation that had been messed up, and thereby restoring the Kavod of Hashem. Ve'oz nischadei sholem kanal. And then the world was renewed. Ki aydei zeh bi'atzmoi shenizgadel kvoido yisporach nischadei sholem. Because by increasing the Kavod of Hashem, that brings about a renewal of the world. In other words, it goes both ways. Just like we said, the whole purpose of the world is to increase the Kavod of Hashem. Increasing the Kavod of Hashem renews the world and improves the world and corrects the world. Ki ikar chidush ha'olam v'kiyumoi hu al yedei kvoido yisborach kanal. Because the main renewal of the world and the main existence of the world is dependent on Hashem's kavod. Ki hakol boro lechvoido kanal. Because everything was created for Hashem's kavod. Note again, this is the first bracha under the Sheva brachas, when a couple is getting married. And again, one of the main goals in getting married is to bring children into the world. The first bracha they make under the Sheva brachas after Hagefen is Shehakol Boro Lechvoidoi, to remind us that what was the purpose of the creation of the world? What's the purpose of man? What's the purpose of marriage? It's all Kvoid Hashem. And we said that even though everything in creation gives Hashem's Kvoid, the thing that's in a position to give Hashem the greatest kavod is human beings. And specifically human beings who are born to human beings, who have bechira, who are in this physical world, this physical state, they are in a position to give Hashem the greatest kavod. If that we show the proper respect to Hashem. How do you show respect for somebody? By doing what he wants you to do. The Gemara says, Ritzoinoi zehu kvoidoi. What somebody wants, that's how you show them respect. If I know somebody wants a certain kind of food, and I prepare that food for them, I'm showing respect for them. If I know that somebody wants me not to do this, and I do it, I'm showing disrespect to that person. Paragraph of, V'alkein kesheyotzu mimitzrayim zochu lebechinas matzah. Rav Nosson says, and therefore, after the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, we were zeche to matzah, shehu bechinas shefa noyam hoelyon. Matzah is an example of a flow of this heavenly splendor. Remember, this term noyam hoelyon is a very, very high-level term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, to refer to a very high level of light or a very high-level flow of sustenance coming from Hashem. Ki matzah hu moichin gedoilim ma'oid kemuva, because matzah represents a very, very high level of seichel, as is brought. I remember hearing from Rav Rosenfels, that the Arizal says, Remember when we spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu two paragraphs ago? We mentioned Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we mentioned that the letters Yud and He represent Chochmah and Bina, and the filled-out forms of Yud and He are Av and Sug. There are four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are four formats for filling out Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the four formats correspond to the four letters, meaning there's Yud, then He, then Vav, then He. There's Av, then Sug, then Mo, and Bon. And they line up with each other. Av corresponds to Yud, Sug corresponds to He, Mo corresponds to Vav, Bon. So Av, Sug is Bigimatria Matzah, exactly. Av and Sug, which represent Chochmah and Bina, when we were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, if you recall, we spoke about the Achorayim of Av and the Achorayim of Sug, that added up to 184, which was one of the components of Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Moshe Rabbeinu's name was a combination of 184 and 161. We had that in that short paragraph on the right column in this page. So here I'm telling you that Matzah is the combination of Chochmah and Bina, because Matzah is Av and Sug. So Matzah represents very high-level Moichin, Das, Seichel. Hainu Bechinas Noyam Hoelyon. That's this very high-level light. Shehu Bechinas Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael, which is referred to also as the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael. Ki Matzah Hu Bechinas Leman Tomoitzu V'Sanaktem Miziv Kvoido. Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk at the end of Yeshaya, Kapitel Samach Vav, pasuk Yud Aleph, where the pasuk there speaks about the reward that Hashem is going to give the Jewish people in the future. And Hashem says, I want you to be able to drink, to draw, and enjoy the incredible pleasure of the radiance of her honor. You know, referring to the Shechina, to the Kavod of Hashem. So we see that the word tomoitzu, which is like the word matzah, is associated with this oineg, with this noyam hoeli, this very high-level pleasure. Sheze bechinas shefa noyam hoelyoin shehu ikra hatainu hoelyon. This represents this flow of heavenly splendor, noyam hoelyoin, which is the main heavenly pleasure. When we talk about pleasure, we're talking about this noyam o'elyon, this heavenly sweetness. Bechinas oineg Shabbos, of which another example of it is the pleasure of Shabbos. That's also called noyam o'elyon. Bechinas mayofis manoamt ahavo batanugim. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says how beautiful, how sweet the love and pleasure, the love of pleasures. So we see that these terms all go together, noamt, noyam, and ta'anugim. They are one and the same, pleasure and splendor. These are the same thing. V'zehu leman tomoitzu v'sanakte miziv kevoido hainu alidei hashpoas hanoyem hoelyo in shubachinas matzo kanal. Through this flow of this very high-level spiritual light called noyam hoelyoin, which is synonymous with matzo, alidei ze hakovoid zoz umemashmei shlovoi. This causes the kovoid to move and start coming. As the pasuk said there, Laman Tomoitzu Vizanakta Miziz Kvoido. Ziz Miloshin Zoz. It gets things moving. It gets the Kvoid to Zoz, to move. Ki Iker Hisavus Kvoido Yisbor Kaviochol Hu Al Yedei Hahoy Lodo Shebo Al Yedei Ashboas Noyem Hoelim. Because as we mentioned earlier, the main thing that generates this great Kvoid of Hashem is birth, when there's a birth, and in order to bring about a birth, you have to have a flow of this noyam hoelyoin, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Torah. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, leman tomoitzu v'sanakte miziz kvoido. Hainu, shetomoitzu v'yilochem tainug minoyam hoelyoin. You will have the matzah, which represents that pleasure that comes from the noyam hoelyoin. Shemishom hakovoid zoz umemashmei shlovoid. That's what causes the kovoid to move and to come. ki ikar hakovoid nisave mishon. Because the main kovoid is brought about through birth, which is brought about through a flow of noyam ho'elyoin. Again, we know that in order for a couple to give birth, there has to be this ni'imus, there has to be this sweetness, this good feeling between them. Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in Likutei Maran over there. He explains this issue of this flow of noyam ho'elyoin, which precedes hoilodo, which precedes birth. V'zehu b'chinas matzah. This is all included in the term matzah, that leman tomoitzu. So matzah, we said golus Mitzrayim, represented pegamen kovoid, a defect in the Asura Mamoris. The going out of Mitzrayim represents the tikkun of the kovoid, through the 10 plagues, restoring the 10 statements of creation, chidish olam. Going out of golus represents a birth. A new nation is born. That birth, that hoilodo, was brought about through a flow of noyam ho'elyoin, which is represented, which is symbolized by the matzah.